Tiches Shaloy Sanigoy. Okay, sir. Good morning to everybody. Baruch Hashem, Rizecha, to get up this morning again, healthy, ready for another day of Avodas Hashem, and we'll continue with the next bracha of the Mea Brachas. This bracha is Shaloy Asani Goy. In the Gemara, it's not mentioned together with all the other Birchas Shachar. It's mentioned in another Gemara. Most of the brachas are mentioned in Gemara Brachas. This is brought down in Menachas. But it is brought down the Gemara, it's brought down the Tosefta, and it says that every Jew has to say these three brachas every day, Shaloi Sani Goy, Shaloi Sani Oved, Shaloi Sani Isha, or Shaloi Sani Kiyot Zoynoi. The Midig in Klai Yisrael is, though, that we say this as the second of the series of brachas of the Birchas Shachar, right after Shanosan Asech Vivino. And truth is, it really makes a lot of sense. Because the first bracha, we say, we're thanking Hashem for the fact that He gave us Bina, our Seichel, that we can understand things, we can infer things. Now, we are coming to the next step, to recognition that Seichel, all humanity has Seichel. The Kalai shows something else. Shaloi Sani Goy. I realize I'm not like all the other nations of the world. Like it says, we are called the Goy, but we're called Mamleches Kainim the Goy Kodesh. We are the holy nation, the nation that was chosen by Hashem, the Bnei Bechoy Yisrael, the firstborn son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a completely different level of Metzias. But the Sefer says, when we're saying Shaloi Sani Goy, it's based on a pasuk that Kol HaGoyim Ke'ayin Negdoy Me'efes V'soyu. Yeshayahu HaNavi says that all the nations of the world are like nothing in the eyes of Hashem. They have no value. They're just there as part of the regular world. But the Tachlis Olam, the reason why the Olam was created for was not for them. It was created for us. And that's what we're thanking Hashem. I recognize that I am something else. I am a completely different Metzius than the rest of the world. Even though externally we look the same, we're something completely different. The Kuzari says in such an amazing way, he says that it was always considered there are four different levels of matter, of life. We have doimim, which is inanimate objects, stones, earth, and the like. Tzemeach is plant life, which just grows, but it doesn't interact with other things. Chai is animal life, which not only grow, but they also move around, but they interact with one another. It's a different level of interaction. Then after that is medaber. That is all of humanity. Medaber is not just the ability to speak. We know that speaking is a way of bringing out intellectual thought. Even the word medaber in Lashon HaChazal, davar, is a leader. And medaber is the way a person leads himself. You know, by the goyim in certain countries, they say, you are what you eat. Because that's what life is all about for them, eating. In Klal Yisrael, we say, ish lefi mahaloloi. We are what we praise. And the seeds of a person is what he praises. If he's constantly praising good things, things that have true value, then he's shy to that. And he's always talking about and praising and involved in his speech in physical things, or even worse than that, in Devarim Asurim. That's his Metzius. The way you speak is what you are. That is the Metzius of Medaber, the basic level of humanity. The Klal Yisrael is something completely different than that. Klal Yisrael is something called Yisrael, the nation upon which HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests His Shechina. And after this time of year is the time that we're getting the tremendous chizik in this thing. Shaloi Asani Goy. I'm not a goy. I'm completely different Metzius. When did that happen? That main change happened at the night of the Seder many, many years ago when we were in Mitzrayim after we were Moisei Nefesh to tie up the Avodah Zorah of the Mitzrim. and eventually Shechted, and the Dam Bris, V'domayin Chayi, V'domayin Chayi, those two bloods that were our act of Mesiras Nefesh to show we are connected with Hashem. Hashem said, you elevated yourself to such a point, I'm now going to be Masha, my Shechina upon you, and that was the Gilui Shechina we had at the Leila Seder, and that changed us for history. We remain a completely, completely different Mesiras of a nation that is worthy of Hashras Hashechina. We had the Beis HaMikdash, which was the Tachlis, the last of the Dayenus, Rapha of Niseinu, that Kivas Elikim, we were Zecha to more recognize, more obvious Hashras Hashechina. But Lamaisa, Shechina Leposik Mi Yisrael, wherever we are, the Shechina is Imoim. When we go to Golis, the Shechina is with us. When Yisrael is Vitzar, the Shechina is with us. When an individual member of Klal Yisrael is Vitzar, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Kavi Yochel, I'm in pain also. Hashem will never forsake us, and we are always with Him. And that is the thing we're saying in the morning, after we recognize that we start off our day, I'm thanking Hashem, I'm alive again. I recognize my body, this wonderful body you gave me, to use as a tool to go through the physical world as an Eved Hashem. The Neshama, which is behind the tool, that's what we said our original brachas. Birchas HaTorah, that direct way of interacting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the gift that He gave us, the guidelines, the guidebook of how to use the world in the way to get to our tachlis, to our goals in life, in this world and the world to come. Now we're on Sechvi. I realize that I'm intelligent, I'm a medaber. I can use my intelligence to assess the world in the proper fashion. And now we're saying, I'm lo yosani goy. I'm a Yisrael. I'm the chosen nation of Hashem, that nation that is so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's Achron for Tfila also. A goy can't speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way we do. Like we said before in the beginning of the bracha, we say, Baruch Ato Hashem. We're speaking Ato, directly to you. Because when we're speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He's with us, directly to us, and we don't have to use all fancy language. Like a son speaking to his father. Bonim Atem Hashem Elokeinu. We speak Ato. The goy can't speak like that. When a goy davens, he can't even stand up. We know, look around us here in Israel, an Arab prays, he falls on the floor, because he can't talk face to face. It's not the same thing, something completely different. We, Adar Rabbah, we have a special shaychus, that godliness, that greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yitzchak Hutner said a pshat in the Gemara. There's a Gemara in Brachas that says that if you see a wise person, Chachmei Yisrael, from the great Talmid Chachamim of Kolei Yisrael, he's supposed to say Brocha, Shecholok Michochmoto LeYireyov, that he gave some of his Chochma over to those who fear him, those who hold him in awe. But if you see a genius of Umas HaOlam, of the Goyish nations, then you say Nosu Michochmoto LeBosav Adam, that he gave from his Chochma to humanity. Now, all the Rishonim, all the Mefoshim say that. First of all, there's a very big difference between the two. Number one, by a Jewish chochem, it says cholak. By a goyish one, it says nosan. Cholak means, I give a chelik of myself over. Because Bohu that gave us the Torah, he's giving us his wisdom, and he gave us a neshama, which is a chelik, a kai, mimal, v'yipuch v'apuch, nishmas chayim. That's a neshama kedosha, which Klal Yisrael received and continued. The neshama that was before the Chet Adam HaRishon, and Christ, when we came out of Yitzrayim, when we got the Torah, we got the neshama Kedosha. Cholak Michochmoso. By a goy, it's Nosan, he gave him something. Both of a dom. Also by Klai Yisrael Liyareyov. The way of getting Chochma is by Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem means I interact with Hashem. I see constantly the greatness of Hashem. I see how much He's guiding the world, guiding my personal life. The lowest level is the Schav Einish, I'm concerned. I should do the right acts. I should get reward. Shouldn't get punishment. But more than that, just the awe, the Reilimus, the greatness that we have interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says Rabbi Yitzchak Hutner, an interesting thing, that it's Mashman the Gemara. What happens if you see a Jew who's a tremendous genius in secular Chochmah? You meet Einstein. He was a Jew. He was the biggest genius in physics. He says you don't make any bracha. Because mashma by a Jew, if he's a chochem, in chochmas ha-Torah, you make that bracha of shechok mechokolos liyareyov. If you see a non-Jew who's a wise person in worldly wisdom, you make the other bracha. And he says, because the bracha is for a person who reached the epitome of what he was given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Jew, the epitome, the greatest thing he could do is making himself a mishkan la'ashos ha'shechina. Like in the previous bracha we had, the bracha Birchas HaTorah, that it says in the Gemara that people, we were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael, Chuvim Bais Rishon, Amal B'dor Oretz, what caused the world, what caused us to lose and go into Golis? The Gemara says, Shelo Birchu B'Torah Tchila, we didn't appreciate the Torah. The Bach explains that they learned Torah, but they didn't realize that the concept of Torah is not just intellectual pursuit, or not even just religious interaction. It's a way of having a Kodesh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Shechina on us. Because like we said before, if a person is Isaac, the Ratzon Hashem that was revealed from the Torah and puts his energy into it, then he becomes a Mishkan, a Hechel for Hashem. And if we become Hechel Hashem, and all of us together, then Hashem is Ma'aseh Shechina on Eretz Yisrael. And if we're not doing it, even if we may be learning Torah, but we're not doing with the right kavana, right recognition, right appreciation, the greatness of Klal Yisrael, that's what we are, that's the mitzvah of Klal Yisrael. Then in the Chanami, we're not zeicha to remain in Eretz Yisrael. Reb Chaim Brisker pointed out in the Gemara, in Ksuvas, it says that when Klal Yisrael go up, we're the greatest of all the nations. Nisim and his life that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Chas V'Shalom, if we don't go up, if we go down, then we're meshubed, not only to Umas Olam, we're lower than the behemoths of the Umas Olam. And after the Chuvan, there was a maisa of one of the choshev women in Klal Yisrael looking at the droppings of donkeys, and maybe there's a grain in there to eat, lower than the droppings of the donkey. So he says, what's the pshat? Why should we go so low? He says, because it's like this. Klal Yisrael, we're a different mitzvah, shaloy yasani goy. I'm not just a goy with some extra commandments. I'm a completely different mitzvah. I'm a makabel of Hashem and Shechina. The Meila, if we behave the way we're supposed to be and we have the Hashem and Shechina, that's our mitzvah. But one leaves his mitzvah, he doesn't become one level below. He becomes nothing. A cat doesn't stop being becoming a cat and turn into a tomato patch. And a human being doesn't turn into a cat. So too, Yisrael, if he doesn't have the mind of Yisrael, he's nothing. He's lower than any, the lowest levels of the Bria, lowest of the psoilus of the animals. That's what we have to recognize. And every morning, when we say that bracha with a tremendous excitement, and like so many people say, when we say Shalom Yisani Goy, we're not saying, Shalom Yisani, you didn't make me like that drunkard out there. If there be a very mechubadik, a king, very influential person, the greatest living Goy that's around, greatest leader of state, we don't have so many examples of it in our generation. Because everything is obvious that they're very far away from anything we want to be. But as there will be in the times of history, there were going, they're very exalted people. Even that exalted guy, Shalom Yisrael, I don't want to be that one, not with his power, and not with his wisdom, not with anything he has, because it's all nothing. Toyu ve'efes, like Yishayon, not be said, in the eyes of Hashem, it's nothing. It's just part of the general creation. No difference between the guy and a fly. It's part of the Bria and the Chanami. But as far as the Tachos of Bria, the goal of the Bria, what Hashem created the world for, it's Ephes V'ayin, it's nothing. And we are the whole thing. We're what it's all about. The Mashgiach of Olba used to say that when we're saying this bracha, like we said before, number one, have a wonderful feeling. How fortunate I am, Shelo Yasani Goy. I have the Nishmas Yisrael, and I'm continuing what happened at the Leviathan's Mitzrayim throughout history. I too, Mirtha Shel Bizeicha, that tremendous Hashrus Hashchina, Siyat Hashemayin, everything I do. But we should also do some soul searching. It's the time now we want to get rid of the chometz. Everybody has a little chometz in his body. The chometz means everybody has a little bit of a goy inside of him also. Sometimes amidas that are not matim for Klal Yisrael. Getting angry, losing oneself, running after taivas, all kind of other things that are not matim to Klal Yisrael, the things that rubbed off on us because of our interaction with the goyim. Those are things, it's a time now to purify ourselves from. And the way we do it is by recognizing that everything they have is ka'ayin v'efes, to tell you it's nothing. And everything we have is what life is all about. Shalom Yisraelcha. Yes, Hashem, like we're saying now, it's already almost Erev Pesach. It's the time we're getting rid of the chometz and transforming it to matzah, the matzah, which is the bread of emunah, matzah, which is the bread of refuah. Shalom, bring ourselves back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognize our greatness, take advantage of it, give it over to our Thai families, give it over to, and even if we're by ourselves, as Leila Seder, instill it within ourselves, so that after we leave the Seder, we'll be able to go out of this and be all back together again. And we'll see Yeshua's, Refuah's, the Geulah's, b'mehayev yameinu.